Hello, happy Easter, and welcome to Love My Poland. In today's episode, I am thrilled and honored to share with you a few reasons why a Polish Easter is a special Easter. It's all coming up right now. The first reason why I think a Polish Easter is so special is because Polish people make it special. It is a big deal here. Growing up in the Baptist church, I think it's even a bigger deal here than it was for us back then. I mean, we both believe that Jesus died, he rose again, and his blood covers our sins, but the holiday itself here is huge. It's days and days of preparation, family getting together. I get questions all the time. Russell, are you going back home for Easter, or are your family coming here? And at first it puzzled me. Why would I go home for Easter? For Thanksgiving or Christmas, I understand, or maybe during the summer holidays, but for Easter? Well, in Poland, they get together. Everyone treats this, you know, like a big, big deal, and it is. And what's fascinating too is the behavior in the homes. Right now I'm out in the countryside, and in the city and in the country, the windows have to be perfect. Cleaning has to take place before Easter. The house has to be spotless, or the apartment. And there's even a really funny meme I saw over the last few months that shows a picture of Jesus, and it says, "I'm coming to check if your windows are clean. Did you clean your windows for me?" I think it's wonderful. There's like three photos there of Jesus just staring at you. Really good meme. So Polish people make Easter special. That's number one. The second thing that makes a Polish Easter so unique is the Easter basket. Last year, my sons and I sat here and we showed you the ingredients of a Polish Easter basket and why it's so special and amazing. You know, we're not talking about the American style Easter basket that's got candy and some wicker basket with green plastic grass inside. Not that kind. We're talking about a blessed Easter basket that you take to the church. It's got all the ingredients. If you have not seen that video yet, I'm going to put a link in the description and you can click the box at the end to watch the video. So check that out. The third aspect that really fascinates me about a Polish Easter, and I love this, is the palm. You know, here in Poland, we don't have too many naturally growing palms. I'm sure you're really surprised by that. There is one beautiful palm tree in Warsaw. You can check that out if you're ever in Warsaw. But for Palm Sunday, people have to get creative. And look at what Polish people have done in place of real palm leaves. We have, let's start with the biggest one here. Look at this beautiful creation. We have rye, wheat, barley, different grass, other creations, dried flowers going all the way up to the top. I'm not quite sure what this is. This is a form of grass that's just dyed to give color. And people would take this to the church, lay this against the wall, and you know, do this as kind of a remembrance of the palm leaves laid out for Jesus. We have one that's more kind of Easter-oriented. It's got a creation made, again, of grain. It looks like an Easter bunny here with the ears on top. I guess kids could bring that to church. That's nice. And we even got a mini version here that's just made out of the grass itself. And again, why wheat? Why barley? Well, Polish people told me that this kind of symbolizes God's providence, food, the blessings that God gives us for everyday meals and food. So very nice palm tree style. The fourth thing I'd like to share with you today that makes Polish Easter, Polish Easter, is something called Zhezucha. I'm curious, if I have anybody from the USA watching right now, have you ever heard of something called garden cress? Moving here, when someone showed this to me, I had no clue what they were talking about. Garden cress? No idea. Yeah, you don't have garden cress? I'm sure we do, but growing up in the American South, I had never heard of garden cress. This is awesome. This is a plant that's very much associated with spring and Easter. It is related to the mustard family, and it just tastes amazing. It's got this peppery, tangy flavor. I just love to try it. I put it on my scrambled eggs. I put it on sandwiches. You just take a bit there and chew it up. Mmm, it's got an amazing flavor. This flavor is associated completely with Polish Easter for me. I have to have this every Easter. So Zhezucha garden cress, big time deal in Poland. The fifth thing I'd like to share with you today has to do with Polish Easter eggs. You know, growing up in America, I was so proud of myself as a kid for dyeing eggs in this cheap store-bought dye, and we had different color eggs and we put them out and woo, we were great. I felt that way until I moved to Poland and saw how it's done here. Polish pisanki eggs. Wow, incredible. But in Poland, people dye eggs using natural ingredients like taking the color from onion shells, walnut shells, or beetroot juice. They then use a needle or some other sharp object to scrape beautiful images on them. Other kinds of eggs are decorated with colorful cutouts or have sequins or other small decorations to adorn them. Just lovely. My favorite egg though is called oklejanki, where colorful yarn is wrapped around the egg. I'm pretty impressed to be honest, and this year my kids and I, we're gonna make them. The sixth thing I'd like to talk about today has to do with Easter egg hunts. You know, coming over here, I was surprised that Easter egg hunts are not done in every family. Traditionally in Poland, that's not a big deal. However, nowadays it's changing. Over the years, I've seen more and more young parents get into it. They set up an Easter egg hunt together with other people and have their kids come and just have a good time. But there's one problem here in Poland. I really hope somebody imports these. This specific American-style Easter egg that's kind of connected and opens and closes, I cannot find these anywhere. It's a real problem for me when I try to do the Easter egg hunt. But what you can do to get around that is buy a Kinder Surprise egg. And the packaging inside works pretty well. You can put little candies or some coins in there, and kids love these just the same. But I've yet to see these sold commercially in Poland. I'm waiting for that. It'll be a good day when that happens. The seventh thing that intrigues me about Polish Easter is this white chocolate lamb that you see in every little store and supermarket in Poland. In all the years that I've lived here, I've been afraid to try this. People have told me it's disgusting, it has nothing to do with real chocolate. I read the ingredients and it just looks like palm oil or plant oil and sugar, and I don't know what it is. But you know, I thought for this video, I'm finally gonna try this white chocolate lamb and give it a taste test and tell you how it is here. It's hollow in the inside. It's, well, here we go. Mmm. It tastes artificial. It sticks to the roof of my mouth. Like, I feel like I can't get this white chocolate off of the roof of my mouth. It's terrible. It's not good. I should have listened to my friends, but it might be good as a decoration, but for eating it, I don't recommend it. The Polish white chocolate lamb. Mm-mm. Number eight, beware, beware. Following Easter Sunday, Easter Monday is a day called Wet Monday. Smigus dingus, lany poniedziałek. In 20 years of living in Poland, I have never been able to avoid getting drenched on this day. For some reason, they find it extra fun to get the American just soaked from head to toe. But it is a nice gesture. It has interesting roots. Long ago in Poland, especially in the countryside, boys would do a few things to girls. One of the things was to get them totally wet. They'd throw water on them, and for girls, that was a good thing. And it meant that they're going to get married, that boys like them. It was kind of a sign of affection. Boys would also take these pussy willow branches and whip their legs with them. Also a nice, affectionate way to show a girl that she was important. But nowadays, we have these kinds of water eggs. It's a plastic-looking egg, and it's got this kind of tube that comes out. You fill it up with water, you put the tube back in, and you can run around squirting people with this water egg. If you don't have that, you can get, you know, more into it with a big water gun and do that. But this is the reality in Poland. If you are here, you're in a Polish family, this is something that's going to happen to you. If you don't get wet, it's probably not a good sign. Lany poniedziałek, Wet Monday in Poland. The final thing I'd like to share with you today, number nine, is the way that Polish people share Easter wishes, greetings. They can say Wesołego Alleluja, which is their Happy Easter, or you can say Wesołych Świąt, Smacznego Jajka I Mokrego Dingusa, which really means Happy Holidays, Happy Easter, Tasty Easter Eggs, and a Nice Wet Monday. Very, very interesting greetings and great. I want to thank you very much for watching. I want to wish you Happy Easter again. If you have not subscribed, go ahead and click that button so you don't miss out on future episodes. Happy, happy Easter. Wesołego Alleluja.